As I begin this homily this morning, I'd like to first take the opportunity to thank all of the priests, religious men and women, seminarians, lay leaders, generous volunteers for your hard work and your sacrifice this weekend. For you truly are missionary disciples willing to accompany the young church. And let us show them our appreciation. You know, in the gospel today, can't you imagine how excited the apostles were to tell Jesus everything that they had been doing? And they were also exhausted, maybe like some of you after this weekend. And yet, the people kept coming to Jesus one after another. You'd almost think, well, why don't you send them away because we've got great things to share with you. The Lord said, well, let's go to a deserted place. And as they went, the people caught wind of it. And the surprise, when they got there, the people were already there waiting for them. When you go home this afternoon, I'm sure you'll want to share with your friends, your family, your parents, all the wonderful things that the Lord placed in your heart and your life. But your brothers and sisters will be there wanting attention just like you want. Your parents won't send you away to a lonely place. They'll say, welcome home. This is your family. We're glad to have you back and we love you. And you look around and say, they haven't experienced what I've experienced, and not much has changed. That there's two things you can do. You can complain, or you can do the same thing that the leaders have been doing for you all weekend. You can begin to minister to your family. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go home and say, Mom, where's the vacuum? I'd like to do a little light vacuuming for you, maybe some dusting. We don't want your parents to faint. But we do want you to go home and share what Jesus has been placing on your heart. Not necessarily by words, but by living it. Just like the theme for Steubenville 2018, which talks about revealing a place in our heart for Jesus, we also take on a responsibility to share with others by the way we live our lives what Jesus has taught us. And just like the apostles in today's gospel, so excited. Your trip home is the beginning of a new missionary journey for each one of you. My young brothers and sisters, like St. Paul in the second reading, coming here for this weekend with friends, having the opportunity to worship and to praise, listening to dynamic speakers, you had a blessed opportunity. And Jesus invited you individually in the silence of your own heart to draw close. In the words of the scripture, to come near. I hope that each one of you has felt the invitation that Jesus first gave to the apostles to come and see. Your willingness to be here is an example of that. I hope through the power of the sacrament of penance, more than 2,000 people here receive that. I hope you're touched by Jesus' mercy and generosity to each one of you. I hope that you've experienced the love that Jesus has for you as an individual. Why? Why do I say that? Because God is calling us to know Him in an intimate way. He's inviting us, just like the apostles, to become family. Be people of deep and abiding faith. He's inviting us, as the popes over the years have done at World Youth Day, to come to the Lord, to come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus himself tells us that our salvation is found in coming to know the Lord. And I'm not talking here about a few facts. Yeah, you can list the Ten Commandments, the 8 Beatitudes. That's wonderful and important. But at the same time, the Lord who wants us to be part of the family is inviting us to a deep an intimate friendship with him. And the sad thing is, some of us didn't even realize that. In the gospel, when Jesus says to the apostles to come aside and rest, or in my words, take a break, reminds me of something we did when I was in high school, and that was a long, long time ago. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln were two of my classmates. But halfway through every class, whether it was chemistry or religion or English or Spanish, a bell would ring, and the teacher would say, "Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God." Now, I heard that for 4 years. And after 4 years, you know what? It stuck. And every once in a while, even now, if I'm driving someplace or working on something, that thought will come to me. Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God. May you always remember that you are in the holy presence of God, held there in his arms of grace and blessing. What would the world be like? Think about it for a moment. If we decided that just like the apostles that responded to come and see, that we would be the Lord's disciples. That just like the opportunity we had here, with all of our leaders mentoring us and caring for us, when you go back home, not just to tell your friends about what happened here, what happened to you, but actually to choose three and become their mentor. Choose three and invite them to pray with you. Choose three, invite them to read the scriptures with you. Choose three, invite them to go to church with you. And even at first they refuse, they'll be thinking about it. Several years ago when I was on a college campus, we decided that we would begin an evening mass on Wednesdays. You see, that was the evening when people would go off drinking, and that wasn't so great. And so 12 of us went out and we invited people to come to the mass. And everybody was so excited. And that night only a few. But I told my brothers and sisters, don't give up. Let's go out again. And they went out again. And halfway through the semester, 250 brothers and sisters were worshiping at the Eucharist every Wednesday night with us. Now, there's more than 2,500, I forget the exact number. That's a lot of disciples. But imagine if we were to go home and invite three of our friends to go with us, and we were to pray with them, read the scriptures with them, talk about our Catholic faith with them. At the end of a year, the 2,500 or whatever the number is would all of a sudden become 7,500 people who are all disciples of Jesus Christ. And then you invite them to go do the same thing. Why, next year there won't be room at Steubenville to get everybody in. What would it be like if each one of us had the courage, ask God right now for the grace or the blessing, to enter into fellowship with our peers, those people that we go to school with, those who we play sports with, those who are in the band with us, those who are one of the clubs who we're part of. What would our town, our parish, our diocese, whatever it might be, what would it be like? You see, what Jesus is trying to teach us is everybody needs God in their life. And we live in a culture that wants to make that as far from us as possible. And yet, all weekend, as you've had the opportunity to be affirmed by God's love, hopefully the walls of the culture in which we live have begun to crumble. And instead, we've had the courage to open our heart so the Lord could love us. And once we do that, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to us in gentle ways. And we realize that we actually do have the need to pray. And we really want to know what Jesus says in the scriptures. And it's important for us to be witnesses at the Eucharist in our parish church every single Sunday. If Jesus seems far away from you right now, don't raise your hand. I don't want to know who you are. But brothers and sisters, let us pause right now. And in the silence of our own heart for a moment, pray for anyone in this assembly who needs Jesus to come into their life. And if Jesus seems far away, my brothers, my sisters, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. The Lord will never, ever turn us down. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in prayer. Jesus, at times my life seems so far away from you. Yes, far away. This weekend, through your grace, my heart has been opened. May I have the courage to touch you through the sacraments and through worship and through praise. Jesus, pour your love and your grace into my heart. Keep me close to you as I return home. Let me hear your voice even when I'm far away from here. Remove those obstacles in my life that keep me from you. Keep me from hearing your word. Give me the strength, Jesus, to welcome you each day, to welcome you into my life, to welcome you always, and to remove from my life what takes your place. Especially, Lord, remove any sin that I might have. For Jesus, today, I commit my life to you. You see, for the apostles, being part with Jesus wasn't an option. They couldn't be apart. They had to be with him. That's why they're so excited in the gospel today. They wanted him to know everything that they had said and done. They wanted them to know their successes. They wanted to help heal him from their failures. They wanted to pray with him, just to be present with him, just as we can every Sunday in Mass when we receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, as we will receive today. Let us make a commitment now to enter into that fellowship. Let us make that commitment now to be a disciple. Let us make that commitment now to walk with our friends and family, to accompany them in the journey, to be the missionary disciples Pope Francis invites us to be. Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts during this Eucharist. Lord Jesus, as you have helped us through reconciliation, today in this Holy Mass, may you be present to us now and forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.